Sanderson. Sanderson Ford. Arizona is Sanderson Ford country. So this morning when the show starts at 8 o'clock, what's the first thing John Harper says? He says, Rosie, man, that new F-150 six-cylinder with 10-speed transmission, that's an awesome ride, man. Yes, it is. Ford is continuing to dominate in the world of pickups, absolutely, for 44 years, the number one pickup in America.
And the towing features he had mentioned on it, just how well the tow hauler is operating and the load he was hauling on just that 150 and how well it was under control.
It was.
You want to tow something. We were talking about this with Pratt just this week. You know, there's a lot of other trucks out there, but if once you put it to the test, you see the Ford difference.
The big Ford difference. And you hear a lot about vehicle availability. Well, I'm on Sanderson Ford's website right now, sandersonford.com, and I can tell you they've got 6 Bronco Sports. They've got 19 Edges. They've got 16 Escapes. They've got 2 Expedition Maxes and 5 Explorers, among others, and a big inventory of used vehicles. So if you're in the market for a new ride, there isn't any reason not to stop by Sanderson Ford on 51st Avenue in Missouri, south of Glendale, or go to sandersonford.com and you can shop, get financed, trade in, everything online, and they'll deliver the car to your driveway. Now, how can you beat that? The most award-winning Ford dealership in all America, right here in Glendale, Sanderson Ford.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, text to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you've got a question for the program. We've got Jane on the line, calling from Sun City. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I just want to comment. I've been doing the super cooling for a while now.
Okay.
And every couple of months, I get a little notice from APS that says, you were using so much energy, more energy than your neighbors. And I'm like, well, of course, because I'm keeping my house cold all weekend long.
Well, I tell you.
And the fact that living in a retirement community, half my neighbors are gone.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the other thing that you've got working against you for sure. And I get that same message. And then you have to take a look at that message in light of the big picture. Okay, I'm consuming more power, but when am I consuming that power? How am I consuming that power? And what is the net effect at the end? I'm consuming as much as 20% more in power than my neighbors immediately around me. But I know from visiting them, my bill is about 35% lower than theirs. I push all my demand off peak. On peak, I do not let anything come on at my house, so I'm not hit with that demand charge. And I can consume more power in a way the utility company can take advantage of that. So yes, I will be happy to visit with you personally. You can email me your power bill. We can visit about it. I want to take a look at what you're spending total per kilowatt. I want to know the size of your house and what temperature you like to keep it at. And I can tell you whether or not you're being a responsible citizen or not. But if you super cool, the probability, especially in Sun City when a lot of people leave for the summer, the probability that you are consuming more power than your neighbors, is that probability is very, very high. All right. We've been talking a little bit about how much I enjoyed getting down to Tucson a couple times in the last couple months. We had the Festival of Books, which is like the highlight event of the year for Rosie Romero. I did only come home with 8 books this year, so I was Jennifer's hero. But we were there last weekend for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association home show. And I was just tickled to death with all the stories and the people that came up and told us about the difference we've made for them over the years.
Made lots of new friends, didn't we? Got to meet them. I guess they were friends, but we got to see them, see their faces, and they got to see ours. So that was fun to connect. It was really crowded.
A good crowd.
Lots and lots of people.
Good foot traffic all 3 days.
It was fun to find out everybody's stories, like you mentioned earlier. A lot of people coming from out of town, moving here. We had talked to one couple that had just signed on their very first house that day. It was Friday. And they signed on the new house, and they ran over to the home show to see what they could find out. So
talked to a surgeon that had just moved in, had just closed escrow that week for his home. He was moving in from Houston. How many California transplants did we visit with in that one weekend?
Well, I would say half the people we talked to were from out of state, just moving in, and had been there for anywhere from like 1 to 5 years, but a lot of them were from out. And we had one couple from Dallas, had couple from Colorado, two different couples from Colorado, but the majority was California.
You could tell if they were newcomers because as they walk up to the booth, they've got their hand out and they're getting ready to thank you for the broadcast, for the newsletters, or the website. Or they have their hands behind their back and they're like, well, who are you? What are you doing? You knew those were the newcomers. So it was great to be able to introduce ourselves to all these newcomers.
It really was. Handed out a lot of calendars and a lot of bags. And, you know, our Tucson listeners are very loyal.
I just saw the bag for the first time here, too. The
bag, it looks terrific.
It did.
Yeah.
We handed out a bunch of those.
Our weekly to-do this week is kitchen faucets. And would you have guessed they've got it classified to 13 different types of faucets. There is the pull-out faucet, the pull-down faucet, single-handle faucet, double-handle faucet, double-touch-free faucet, hands-free pot fillers, water filter faucets, finish faucets. And then on top of that, you have to worry about what type of finish. Do you want brass, chrome, nickel, stainless steel, bronze, matte, or ombre? And if you don't have a pull-down faucet, that for the sink and cleaning, you will never go back to one that doesn't have it. Whether it's single pull, double pull, doesn't matter.
Miss Amanda's pretty happy with that.
Well, I mean, just even when I do it, if going back to a sink that has a stationary faucet,
it's so limiting.
It really is. And
you just want to yank it off the back of the sink and swish it around.
And the finishes, you know, brass is hard to keep clean. I really like the nickel or the stainless steel are the ones I prefer, but that's completely a user's choice and what you like to clean. But we go through all the different options, all the different types. If you have an aged one or you're looking for a little bit of update to modernize your kitchen area, you know, a new sink and a new faucet is a really easy way to do that without going overboard.
If you're really into technology, you can say, fill that bowl with 2 cups cold water. And the faucet does it.
Voice activated
faucets. I need 8 ounces cold water. There it is.
That's pretty fancy.
See, I should be the technology customer support.
And I would imagine that jumps a little bit. You'd have to worry about either batteries or finding out a way to hardwire it in. So that you wouldn't have a battery application, which would be easier in a new construction. But I'm not a big fan of adding something that requires batteries, no matter how nice or convenient it is down the line.
Right.
If it requires batteries, I'm...
In the kitchen remodels you're doing, I'm reading online various articles that are saying that the pot fillers are actually very, very popular, right, and they're getting more of those installed. Is that
they are? We're seeing more and more of those. And that really began with the trend to almost making your kitchen a commercial kitchen. When you go from a $2,200 double oven to a $14,000 double oven, when you go from a $800 cooktop to a $8,000 cooktop. When you go from a $1,400 refrigerator freezer to a $12,000 refrigerator freezer, pot filler just is one of the things that goes with that.
And that's usually just a straight cold water feed, isn't it?
Generally, yeah. You could do it either way.
You're going to heat it up.
Yeah.
And the hot water line is usually the first water line to go because of the heat expansion and contraction. It'll wear out that material. So making sure it's a cold water supply line, we'll just make sure it helps prevent leaks in the long term. what makes it very easy to fill up over your cooking stove area and not have to transport a bucket of water. So, there's a nice picture of it in our home maintenance calendar. You've got the single pull down, and then the back faucet. So there's a lot of kitchens that may have two or three.
No, they do. And I'll give this notice out to any of you who haven't started your kitchen remodel yet. For the last 3 to 5 years, we have seen a huge, huge push to what we call white out the kitchen. White cabinets, white countertops, white flooring. That's going to go away. We'll know exactly when you remodeled your kitchen. That's a definite trend.
The first time, when I bought my house in the first summer I had to go through, okay, the entire master bedroom was white. During the summer, 5:20, the sun is up, 6 o'clock feels like 9 a.m., and I couldn't get back to bed because the room was so bright. I had to find another color to kind of offset that white.
Give you that space inside to protect. We're here at 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can. What is Larry wanting to talk about?
Hi, Rosie.
Hey, Eric. Hey, man. You got in. How can I help? I hope I can help you. What are you trying to get done?
Well, I got a house in St. Louis. The roofer wants to put up something from Georgia Pacific. It's a four shield OSB sheeting rather than what I'm used to is plywood. And I see the benefits to him, but I've always thought that OSB falls apart when it gets wet. So I'm wondering, is there any benefits to the owner to using this newfangled thing?
Well, the OSB isn't going to be your finished product. You're just going to have waterproofing on top of it. Right. So if the roof is waterproofed, whether it's OSB or plywood, it's a non-factor as long as it's roofed right and it doesn't get wet.
And Larry, I know what your concern is. I mean, when we started making this OSB 40 years ago, it had some real challenges with moisture, but we're using exactly the same binders and exactly the same glues in that as we use for CDX exterior plywood. And I will tell you this, that the OSB actually tests out higher than a 5-ply plywood as far as shear resistance. I have no hesitation at all using OSB for roof decks or shear panels, none whatsoever. So you're in good shape, Larry. We appreciate you calling St. Louis. That's sweet Jennifer's home turf. We've been there often. Let us know if you have any other questions as you continue the building process there. Let's see if we want to go to I think I'm gonna have to take this next one offline.
Well, and we'll have to do it after the break. We can do a lot here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock.